Christy, one today against Corky's, had to grind that one out in the end.
Aye, definitely. I mean, I suppose down to 14 men, and that was a crucial point in the game where heavy ground, stuff like that, was going to be tough to play against 15 men, but so great character in the last 10 or 15 minutes, hold on to the score and ground out the gun. I suppose this time of year in the heavy ground stuff, it's going to be very tight game anyway. I don't think too many teams are going to run away with victories in heavy ground like that, but showed great character there on the game.
Because you were cruising, you had an opportunity, a missed opportunity to go 6 points up, and then all of a sudden the game changed and they got their goal.
Aye, that's it. I mean, in that period after half time, we kind of turned the screw on them and we got those points up. And you say that goal probably would have killed the game maybe, but obviously then the goal they got brought them right back into the game. And maybe I suppose if you look back at it, if they'd taken those couple goal chances, it probably would have been a more comfortable victory. But at the same time, the Corks, you know, the division's very tough in that, and teams aren't really going to lie down either. So we're always expecting probably a bit of a reaction from Cork, no matter when you're up with a few points. So I suppose the important thing was at the end we kept the scoreline in our favour.
And it was very hard to find openings in there as well, because it was a really, really tight game in particular in the first half, Christy.
I mean, you see with the breeze and obviously the heavy ground, was very tough to play any kind of probably quality football, and probably allowed the teams to get back into defence maybe a bit quicker than you could move the ball. So it was always going to be tough, and it wasn't going to be a very high scoring game, and especially in the first half I think we'd done very well to keep the scored down 5 points to them, which probably was a crucial factor in us pushing on the second half.
And still on track, 2 home wins now from the 2 home games played.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably when you look at the league at the start, you're looking at 4 home games, hopefully that's you're looking for the points first, and then everything else on top of that would probably be a bonus, so, or to move forward maybe on one of the away games as well. But I mean, four home games is the crucial ones for staying up in the division first, and then probably moving on from that then.
Yeah, and next week now is Monaghan. You know Monaghan very well, and they'll present another very tough challenge for you in Letterkenny, Christy.
I mean, with big clashes them this last 3 or 4 seasons, even in the league and championship, so I mean, Monaghan, you can see the pedigree they have down this last few years, so they're going to be a very tough ask. And again, we're 4 points now, so 6 points leaves us in a good position in the league, and so that'll lead to next week's game is a big one.
Just finally, in your own performance, you can another point today. You've kicked a couple now in this league campaign. Were you happy with your showing and your performance out there, Christy?
I mean, I was every day I go out to try and give it everything I have, you know, and hopefully you contribute to the team in some way. And any day you get into the jersey, you try your best to hold on to it and give your all when you're out there. So I was pleased that I was involved with the team there and contributing some way to the victory.
Getting the score too.
Getting the score, I suppose the foot was crooked now and again, but it's good that I was straight there for that shot, so not so bad.
Well done today, and see you next week. Thanks,
Chris. Good man. Thanks.